from The Crew Coach. I help super yacht crew master their own mental health, elevate their leadership skills, and access a powerful network of like-minded individuals. I do this through my Gesai Army accredited leadership course, online counseling, as well as my exclusive membership for Yacht Crew called TCC Tribe. Hello, everyone. You're with Corinne Rayson from The Crew Coach, and we are doing a brand new initiative. I use my platform as a voice for crew because I feel that their voice has been suppressed for a very long time. And I'm very grateful to have Anya with us today. Anya is the first person who is speaking up on behalf of crew, but also from her personal experience. And we don't want to go on about the issues within our industry. I think we all know them very well, but this is an opportunity to highlight what's not working so that we can find something that can work. Anya, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Corinne. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So, Anya, I recently did an Instagram story, and thank you for engaging in that story as with so many others with regards to your experience around seeking support from people we hope to trust within our industry. So that is DPA and yacht management companies. Now, from your experience, when you needed support, help, direction, or even coaching, who would you go to? Because in yachting, we have a command that we should follow in times of distress. And at times we may not follow that command for whatever reason, whether there's collusion or relationships involved that, or even if the person involved is the problem, we cannot turn to them for help. So what was your experience?
Well, I guess it was a long time ago. My experience towards, you know, having complaints on the boats and everything when I was younger and probably more vulnerable and less knowledgeable as well. So I'm just going to tell you a quick little story, and then I've learned from it. But basically, I was just a stewardess, and there were a lot of bullying on the boat, and I'm not going to give any names or anything. It was a long time ago, but yeah, it was a lot of bullying, and, you know, obviously, naturally, you go to your head of department, but at that point, our chief steward had just resigned because she was also experienced bullying. So she had left. So I didn't really had a lot of people to confide in. So I went to see the captain. And the captain couldn't help me at all and didn't really want to hear my side of the story and was just listening to the rumors on the boat. I don't really want to go into too much details, but then I really didn't know what to do. If your captain doesn't want to be, to take, you know, to hear your story, to hear your side, what do you do next? I didn't really know the DPA. And it's, I don't know, I feel like it's hard when you don't know the person. It's just a name on the wall in the crew mess. It's, you don't really want to talk to that person. You don't really know if that person is going also to help you and take your side or not. Yeah, so in the end, things escalated pretty quickly. It's insane how it went, but basically the person on the boat was spreading a lot of rumors about me and talking really negatively about me to the captain. And that person was in a relationship with the captain. So obviously he trusted that person over me, which I also understand. So there was nothing I could do. So I just said, listen, if things are so negative, you know, for you and for me, it's better we part ways, which he agreed on. And he just let me go. He fired me, basically. And I left. And I managed, I don't know, I was called back by the owner a few weeks later because the captain had resigned in the meantime. And and the owner liked, you know, having me on the boat. So called me back. And I did meet the DPA by chance on the boat. And, you know, the meeting the DPA was not what I expected. That person basically looked at me and was like, oh, you are the one who left and now you're back. judging me without even knowing me, without even asking, hey, what happened? How are you? How do you feel? Are you okay? Nothing. Just, oh, basically you're trouble, you know, you come and go and do whatever you want, which was not the case at all. I was in tears all the time. That really scarred me for a long time. Because it's really isolating, you know, when something like that happens to you. So I was, you know, after that, I thought, okay, what's the role of a DPA? I didn't really understand. And I was pretty young as well at the time. So I didn't really understand what the role of a DPA was. And to be honest, I've had, you know, quite a bit of a career in yachting. And I became a chief steward and a purser after that. And I don't think I've ever talked to a DPA. Ever. So I don't understand, you know, if you have a complaint and you don't really have anybody on the boat you can talk to, how do you resolve that complaint?
Sure. I'm so sorry to hear about your experience, especially when you feel unsupported and isolated in, let's say, a toxic environment. It wouldn't be pleasant for anyone. So yeah, I really feel for you that you had to go through that experience, and it's clearly impacted you. I've got a couple of questions. Her response, how did that make you feel, firstly?
I think it's you feel surprised, you feel ashamed, you feel you feel like you're not, nobody's on your side, basically. You feel terrible. You feel like, you feel guilty, and you feel like maybe it was you. It was you. You had a problem. Maybe it was your fault. So you just like start this negative thinking about who you are and your value and your, you know, everything. So it's not okay. Like I feel anyone on the boat, like no one should make you feel that way. And especially not the person who's supposed to represent you.
No, not at all. And feeling ashamed and guilt, those are very, very strong emotions. And it can lead to mental health issues such as anxiety and depression. And I heard you say that you were scarred for a very long time. What do you mean by scarred? How did it really impact you?
I think you are more, and I think like that happens to a lot of people on yachts. You feel more vulnerable. You feel like you can't really share your stories to a lot of people. You feel more fearful of everybody's reaction. You're more protective of yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I did for a very long time. Because you don't want to be put into that situation again, and you really don't want to have a bad reputation. You're really scared about your career. That's the main thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I can think of so many people, if something bad happens on the boat and they have to go, and I still talk with a lot of stews, and they are, you know, they can't talk to the captain, things are not going well on the boat, and they want to leave, and then they're always scared of, okay, but I need a reference, you know, so how is that gonna work for my next job if no one can say exactly what happened and you have to leave, either you're fired or you resign. Imagine that happens middle of a season. It's bad on your CV. How do you express that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And with regards to that particular person who's supposed to be there to support not only yourself and the crew, and it was clear from that experience you were not supported. So in terms of, you know, further down the line in your career, did you ever have experiences, again, negative experiences where you had to call for support or guidance or help?
If I had to call for support?
Yeah, so after that bad experience, being in a situation again which required you to reach out for guidance and support, were you hesitant to go through that same avenue? Did you reach out to support, for example, your peers on board, or how did you go about it? Even being in a chief steward or purser role and crew coming to you for help and being in a position that, say, where you had to say, you know, I think you need to contact DPA, but because of your negative experience, you didn't advise that.
Yes, of course. I think there are so many so many times when, you know, I mean, on yachts, it's such a small world. There's so much happening. There are always conflicts all the time between crew. You can't avoid it ever. I was very lucky that then I worked for a captain that was amazing, and I had a great relationship with him, who was really supportive. So for anything happening, I could, you know, I was lucky I could go and talk to him, and he would definitely listen and was towards like always finding a solution. But even when crew, you know, came to see me and talk to me about problems going on board when I was chief stew or purser, I would always try find a solution internally first. Maybe if it was needed, I would involve the captain. Obviously, it was if it was really important. I don't ever think I would have gone and talked to the DPA, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that person. I don't know, probably saw that person once very quickly in the crew mess for a broad, you know, hello introduction kind of thing. But no, and I think, you know, nowadays there are amazing organizations such as Nautilus, and I've heard actually a lot of crew going with them when they had problems. And I think having an organization that is outside your boat, outside your management, you know, because management, they have assets with the boats. Obviously, they don't want any troubles or complications with the program. So, and it's so easy to get rid of crew, to be honest, in our industry, to fire crew without, you know, legitimate reasons. It's a bit scary as crew to go see these people who can also get rid of you so easily.
So talking about solutions, what I'm hearing from you is that the DPA probably needs to be more seen on board, and for the crew to develop a rapport with them, get to know, like, and trust them.
Absolutely.
The DPA needs training around how to support crew members, how to actively listen, how not to judge, how to be empathetic. So all those great soft skills, perhaps a leadership course. Number three is to have a neutral body within our organization where crew can turn to for support, and they can be a mediator between the crew and, let's say, DPA yacht management companies.
Absolutely. I think having a conversation going with your DPA would be a good start. Because I think also for crew to go talk to somebody, it's already a big effort. It's already, you know, if you had that person coming to you and asking you, hey, how are you? How are things? How are things on the boat? Maybe you would, you know, when that opportunity would present itself, you would probably open up. But I think it's really hard, especially for junior crew. You know, they're quite intimidated. They, you know, they're looking for long-term careers. They, you know, they just want the best for themselves. And I mean, it's probably scary to go talk to that person. I don't know. I think having maybe every year, twice a year, somebody just catching up with you would be a good idea.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Anya, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. I know that, you know, there's so many crew out there probably going through something very similar. So for them to know that they're not alone, I think is very cathartic in itself. And for them to know that there are support people out there, whether it be myself, the crew coach, or Nautilus, the PYA, there are people out there that you can reach out to for support. So thank you so much for your
time. Thank you, Corinne. I think what you're doing is amazing. And I think that kind of support is completely needed and so important. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you.